Hello again, tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. Hey, I want to continue today with our series on grace. Grace, grace, grace. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. It says this, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself." Did you hear that? Not of yourself. You don't save yourself. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, what a verse. You know, Ephesians, it's been called the Alps of the New Testament because some of the things taught in it are amazingly glorious. Here are just two of them. Number one, we're saved by grace plus nothing. And number two, we are saved by grace minus nothing. The Greek word for grace is charis, and it means unmerited and undeserved favor. It is God's riches at Christ's expense. Somebody once said that. It's good. Good definition. God's riches at Christ's expense. Martin Lloyd-Jones, who was a great preacher in the last century. If you haven't read him, by the way, Martin Lloyd-Jones, get him on Ephesians, or get him on Romans, or anything he's done. You mightn't agree with everything he says, but so much good stuff. And so he said, there's no more wonderful a word than grace. It means unmerited favor or kindness shown to one who is utterly undeserving. Yeah, that's what grace is. It is unmerited favor, kindness shown to one who is utterly undeserving. Okay, back to what he said. It's a free gift to those who deserve the exact opposite. And it is given to us while we are without hope and without God in the world. Check it out, Ephesians 2, verse 12. We are saved by grace. We are delivered from the wrath to come by grace. Check it out, 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 10. 1 Thessalonians 1, 10. We are given eternal life by grace. Romans 5, 21. Religion knows nothing of grace. Religion seeks to find favor with God by doing something. Romans 10, 3. In religion, good works are a premium, but under grace, the believer is freely declared. Freely declared, not guilty. Have you grasped that? Have you believed that? Have you trusted that God gives you? You don't work and earn his favor, work for and earn his favor. But there's more. The believer is not only forgiven, he's also acquitted. And how's that done? It's done simply on the merits of another person, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also has suffered for sins, the just," that's Christ, "for the unjust," that's us. That, and what's the reason? "That he might bring us to God." Wow, that's grace. In Ephesians 2, verses 6 to 9, Ephesians 2, 6 to 9, notice what grace isn't. It says, "It is not of ourselves." There was and is nothing we could do to deserve salvation. Well, we may say, "Oh, yes, now, Brother McKee, what about faith? That's something I do." No, it's not. Faith is a gift. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. Oh, well, then, have we no work to do in this great matter of our justification? Well, do you want a clear answer? A one-word answer? No, none, no work to do to get justified. Receive the gift. What works can we do to obtain personal salvation? None. What works of ours can buy forgiveness? None. What works of ours can make us worthy of divine favor? None. Has the Lord commanded that we crawl around the earth on our hands and knees or up the side of some great mountain to obtain right standing with him? No. Has he decreed that we should whip ourselves and beat ourselves and deprive ourselves of everything good? No. No. So what work has God commanded us to do to obtain salvation? Once more, are you ready? None. Romans 4, verse 5, to him that works not but believes in him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. There's only one work which can save us, and that work is not our work, but the work of the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that work is finished, John 19:30. It can never be repeated. Salvation is all grace, grace, grace. For by grace are you saved. Saved, that's a great word. Another excellent Bible word from our verse. And it means salvation, saved. It means deliverance. It means life in contrast to death. It must be remembered, by the way, that God is obliged to save no one. All of us have sinned. All of us have rebelled. All of us deserve death, not salvation. God was not and is not bound to come and rescue defiant humanity. And that's why we love grace. In Ephesians 2:1, the word says, and you has he quickened, that means made alive, you has he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Wow. Now what that refers to is spiritual death. And in the past tense, we were dead, spiritually dead. But things are different now. We have been made alive. We are saved. We are no longer under wrath. We are saved. And how did we get saved? Grace, grace, grace. John Stott puts it this way. You were saved through faith, and even this faith which you are saved by is God's gift. Boy, this is an essential truth. We must never think that salvation is a kind of a transaction between God and us in which he contributes to grace, we add the faith. No! For we were dead and had to be brought alive before we could believe. We couldn't add anything. Dead people don't add things to the equation. But it's grace and we're living in it. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, what does it say? It says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I love the old commentator, Matthew Henry, and he says about this text, he says, every converted sinner is a saved sinner. Simple, isn't it? A saved sinner, and as such, we're delivered from wrath, we're delivered from sin, and they are brought into a state of salvation and have a right given to them by grace to eternal happiness. And that grace that saves them is the free, undeserved goodness and favor of God. And he saves them not by works of the law, but through faith in Christ. By faith in Christ Jesus. By means of which they come to partake of the great blessings of the gospel. And Matthew Henry ends and says, both faith and salvation on which it has so great an influence, it is the gift of God. Salvation is entirely by grace. Hey, listen, Paul says in Ephesians 2:1, you has he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were spiritually dead. We had no spiritual understanding. What did we deserve but a proper burial? That's all we should have had, if even that. But in Ephesians 2, verses 2 to 3, it says, as we continue to read, it says, we learn the strangest thing. We discovered that we were dead men, yes, but we were walking dead men. Literally, we were walking, zombie-like, walking according to the world system, which is against God. And we were following after the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan. But we were living dead people. We were alive, just like Adam was physically alive after he sinned, but nevertheless he was spiritually dead. And we were living and we were dead at the same time, but God made us alive. And that's grace. Grace, grace, grace. Here's a good way of looking at grace. Notice in Ephesians 1:1, the apostle calls believers saints. However, look at what we once were. In Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3, gives us that description. It says, we were dead. We were walking in the devil's path. We were children of disobedience. We were children of wrath. Well, what made the difference? It was grace. Was it by us improving? No, we were brought alive. Jesus saved us. Also, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 9 tells us that we were chosen by grace. And in Ephesians 1, 7, we learn that we have redemption by grace. And by that same grace, we are accepted in glory, Ephesians 1, 6. And by grace, we have forgiveness of sins, Ephesians 1, 7. And by that same grace, we have been made alive together with Christ, Ephesians 2, 5. He has glorified us by grace, Ephesians 2, 6. Now, nowhere in the Bible is credit given to man regarding his salvation. You've got to mark that down in your mind. No, the Bible doesn't attribute anything that we do to cause our salvation. Because it's grace. He has glorified us by grace, Ephesians 2, 6. And nowhere in the Bible is credit given to us. The Lord gives sinners a thirst for grace. And then he gives the grace they thirst after. It's all of grace. The making alive is of grace. The undeserved favor is of grace. The faith is of grace. The union with Christ is grace. The good works that follow after salvation are all gifts of the Almighty God. Is it any wonder then that Paul would write in the Galatians 6 and 14, but he says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. God forbid that I should glory. That means to boast. God forbid that I should boast, says Paul. Paul is saying that we can't boast in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus. And that's another way of saying that we are saved by grace. All our prosperity, all our accomplishments, all our doctrinal understanding, and even all the accumulated knowledge over their lifetime is nothing to glory about. We can boast only in the grace of God. Brother McKee, how are you? I'm great because I'm saved. I'm a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. Can you say that? Oh, we can boast only in the grace of God as seen in the cross of Christ. Well, that's grace, and we are living in it, and that is the gospel truth. Hey, thanks for being with us today on the podcast. If I can help, email you, help you spiritually, email me, miles@milesmckee.com. If you want to subscribe to the Wednesday Word, email me, miles@milesmckee.com, or visit our website, milesmckee.com. And this grace message has been dealt with in great detail by one of my books. It's called Grace. Living in Grace, I think. I can't even remember the name. That's grace, living in it. The gospel truth about grace and living in it. That's it. And then you can find any of my books on Amazon, either amazon.uk or amazon.com. Okay, listen, until next time, may the Lord bless you.